So Father, I just thank you for the breath of God coming into each one of us this morning that woke us to a new day. This day is a gift, and we receive it that way, Lord. May from the outset we just be poised to receive from you throughout the day, because you are our creator. You are a giving God. We are created. We are sustained. Lord, may all the receiving give glory to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I am probably most jealous. This 45 minutes seems to evaporate. And always trying to say what to do with this small amount of time. Not going to go through the two messages, one which was on heaven and one which was on, help me out.
Worship.
I love the fact that Sam Storms was trying to lead his church, and not just in spiritual gifts, but spirituality, and hitting some of the broader topics. And there were some real gems in both those messages. I thought they were just awesome. As we are stepping forward, my sons had read the book God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew. So Brother Andrew actually just passed away a couple weeks ago at 97 years old. I remember reading in World Magazine. If you've never read this book, and it's funny because my son said I read it to them when they're younger, or Chad said, and I had no recollection, and I always remember stories. But the past 2 days I had to do my deck, and so I was able to run through the entire book in those 2 days. And I was very affected, and there was a couple things from there that I felt were nuggets for what's happening here. So for those who don't know the storyline, Brother Andrew, teenager, Dutch in World War II, and just the path of his life, occupation, destruction of Holland, afterwards going into the military, just a really burnt out guy. The whole story is just, I mean, it is fast moving book. It's just well written. So just as an adventure story, but it is sovereign God after sovereign God making things happen. And what's really neat is as he's going through, just sharing his story, you recognize all these people who are just moving in the gifts. And they're not calling it moving in the gifts. He shows up at a prayer meeting one day, and he said it's totally different because they're just sitting there quietly for the longest time. You know, then someone will shout out a prayer, and then, you know, and they pretty much say, you know, you, Brother Andrew, are going to need to get a driver's license. Listen, I don't even own a bike. I don't know how to drive. Why would I ever? And it's like, God said, and you need a driver's license, you know? And the guy actually follows up a couple weeks later, and he hasn't gone forward. So he says, all right, I'm just going to have to teach you to drive. And sure enough, the series of events where all of a sudden now he's going over into communist country, and he's given a car. I mean, it's just 150 stories like that as you're walking through his life, because what he ends up doing is going behind the Iron Curtain to see how the church is doing there. Actually being a missionary when the whole Soviet Union is, you know, letting nobody in, and then starts smuggling Bibles in. And hundreds of thousands of Bibles over the years. And just the whole story. But here was what actually really struck me as I'm listening to the story, because as he's going into these communist countries, this is my interpretation, but he's almost meeting two kinds of people. You have people who have been in the church and have compromised to a good degree for survival or for whatever reasons. So there's a cultural church, and the government is fine with that. You know, and then you have those who are staying very much with Christ. And what you recognize is the importance of, I'm going to say, living in the Spirit, moving by the Spirit. What I'm really trying to boil this down to is I really think an exercise like this helps us to listen to and obey God more. We need to focus on hearing and obeying. If we're just hearing and not obeying, we're not growing. And just this whole pattern, and that's why I think I love about the book. It was just lesson after lesson of God teaching him, I'm speaking, do this, I'm speaking, do this. And as he's doing this, he's living a life of wonder and adventure. Just amazing things are happening. Doors are opening, eyes are blinded, eyes are opening. It's just, it's a fascinating story. And he's also learning to understand the difference between need and want, and God providing. And just, he's learning how to hear the voice of God. He's learning how to respond to the voice of God. And as we're doing this, I think that's the thing. I'm looking for my own life, you know. Lord, help me hear more clearly and step out in faith. So what was encouraging to me about the book is I didn't feel disjointed from it. I'm not going behind the Russian lines. I'm not carrying Bibles. I'm not getting my life threatened. But this aspect of, okay, hearing God and just stepping out in faith, you need as a parent, as a student, at work, there are little things that God is just doing all the time, just little impressions. And when you step out in those, you're just surprised at what happens. And this, the heart of this, what's happening? There's a relationship. God's real. He's present. I'm near him. He's near me. He's alive, okay? So now he's not a thought, an expression, a culture, something that can be done away with, something that a government is not threatened by. God is here. And I want God to be here. I want to be more aware of that. And I believe this whole walking in the gifts of the Spirit, as broadly as you talk about that, is that experience. And I think it's what God not only invites us to, it is really what we're charged with. We're, you know, walk with me. So behind the spiritual gifts, you know, list them, it's just this cover to cover Genesis command of walk with me, be my people, I will be your God, I am near. It is a God who saves, it is God who is here. All right, so as we're doing this, that's the gist, okay? Lord, may you do that in our hearts. All right, so it's been a week. More testimonies to share. For those who weren't here last week, we just started off, just wanted to hear some of the different things that were happening with people over the past couple weeks. And it was great just hearing. It's like, oh, good. Dave Wilcox just asked me outside, so are things going as you expected? And I'm saying, actually, in some ways, amazingly so. Every single week, I'm just hearing testimonies. I see young plants growing up and seeing things stepping out, and I'm very, very encouraged. Just thank you, God, that you led us into this. So, testimonies since last week.
I have one.
Go ahead.
So, last week, I raised up a prayer request, and it was about, I was selected at work to be a panelist on a leadership panel for the mentoring group. Involved speaking in front of a lot of people, and this is something I've never done before. So I raised up prayer at the Wednesday group, but I don't think I articulated what I needed at the group, so I don't think it was understood when I raised the prayer request. So I was like, God, please, I need help. I really need help on this, because this is the first time, you know. And so a friend of mine, we worked on it, and I was like, okay, fine, I have the material, but now I need to practice what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. And, you know, at the same time, I was trying to talk about servant leadership and how, you know, without being overtly spiritual, but at the same time bringing it in. And so I was like, okay, I need help. And I was going to reach out. I had two people in mind, and I was just like, well, please help me. And as I was leaving church, this lady called me. One of them. But she had called me mistakenly.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, God. So then I told her what I needed. She said, I'll work with you. And so she worked with me. And then my friend's husband, who used to work at the World Bank, leadership, you know, he came to visit the night before.
Oh, wow.
So we worked on this. And then I was still, I prayed because I told God that I was not going to be like Moses, that nobody would read my mouth, that I'm going to speak because I know you're going to be with me. But I must tell you, there was trepidation in my heart, like, oh Lord, how will it come out? How will I remember everything? How would I do all this? And he prayed with me and he said something to me. He said, look, you're going to be on a plane. Other people are going to be talking. Everything will, it will come back to you. And you've prayed about it and you'll be okay. So I walked with that and I went on the panel. I was, first of all, I was sleepy because I was fasting that day. So I was, you know, lethargic, but the AC was blowing directly on me. So I was cold, so I had to be awake and alert. And I was able to speak calmly and just express myself and talk about actively listening to Stephen ministry, talk about servant leadership, making people feel valued, appreciated, respected, and all those things. And afterwards, people came to me and said, you did great. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank God and give God the glory, because I know that it was God that helped me. It wasn't in my own strength. And then Chip had said something too, that he writes and he lets God edit. So I wrote and I let God edit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that.
Awesome, awesome. So, because Shay's voice is a little bit quieter, if you didn't hear.
Oh, sorry.
I said, well, maybe everybody heard you fine. But just in prayer last Sunday, make your request known. She had to give a speaking engagement. She's never spoken publicly before, and she's on a panel, and you know, wasn't sure people quite got it, but as she's leaving church, a woman pulls her aside, and next thing you know, she's got this contact that she knows she needs for someone to help her through it. And as well, one other person came alongside, and just the different ways God just answered that prayer, moved. She was there. Awesome. Good. Paul.
Yesterday, I got home, I was getting out of my car, and I saw my neighbor, and he was about to go out for a run, and it turned out we just found out he has cancer. Mm-hmm. So he was trying, you know, and he's like in his eighth case of radiation. So, you know, I called out to him, I said, how you doing? You know, and I walked out to the street to say to him, and I just felt that small, you know, urge to pray for him. Mm-hmm. So he's a Christian. So I walked out and I, you know, how you doing? He filled me in and, you know, he goes, yeah, you know, I'm radiation and, you know, he's not, it's hurting him and stuff, but he's going to go out for a run. And again, that small voice, and then just, I said, can I pray for you? And he brightened up and then he's like, yeah. And I just prayed for him. I prayed, you know, a simple prayer of healing, God's presence, healing. And, you know, we opened our eyes and you could tell it impacted him. It could really, you know, his face is much brighter, he's tearing up. He's like, thank you so much. And you know, and it's like, it felt like it just kind of handed him a present. Mm-hmm. Yeah, present. And he went off, and then later in the day on Facebook, he goes, oh, I went out for a run today and I saw my neighbor Paul and, you know, he prayed for me. And and it was just, you know, it was just simple. Wasn't much for me. Give him a gift.
Excellent.
Yeah, meant a lot to him. Yeah.
Amen. Excellent. Yes. Amen. And just the encouragement of just responding to that little voice.
Yes.
Because it's always, it's almost always quiet. It's persistent. It's almost always quiet.
Yeah. Excellent.
Jim.
Yep. About a week ago, I did something to my neck, back, or area. And so I just kind of moved in a different way, and it just kind of grabbed me. So I thought, well, over time it's just going to get better. And I tried doing different things with my neck and whatever, and it feel okay for a little bit, but then something would just continually not feel right. So we got to be Tuesday, still not feeling right. I'm thinking about chiropractors, should I do that? That night I got up at like 1:30 in the morning because of sleep, you know, the way it was kind of bothering me. Tylenol didn't really help. So Wednesday we have our Zoom prayer, Wednesday night. And one of the words Wednesday night was just come to Jesus. And I thought, why not? Why not just mention this? So I mentioned my back, my neck, and during the course of prayer, somebody prayed for me. That morning, Thursday morning, I kind of like moved my neck and I said, okay, well, so far so good. It's not feeling like that feeling. And then later in the day, same thing. And we're now Sunday and it's just gone away. That grip, whatever it was that had me. So you know, just healing and coming to Jesus is something simple as, yeah, I could use prayers for that. So.
Awesome.
Oh, I had this other thought too, and I had this thought of the Wheel of Fortune. I don't know if you remember that TV show where you spin and all these money amounts. Well, I had this thought yesterday too of a Wheel of Fortune, but instead of it being money, it's like, okay, this is fear. This little slice is fear. This slice is, you know, God's word or whatever. And I feel like God is saying, take that little slice of Wheel of Fortune that says fear and worry, and I'm shrinking it. So that as you're spinning your day and you're looking at your neck or whatever, it's not defaulting to fear, worst case scenario, that God's helped me to expand the trust part of that wheel. So,
I just want to say, Jim and I always, we just laugh about some of these analogies,
yes.
But they are so
yes.
To the heart. They're
yes.
So
perfect. Anyway,
yeah.
This is one of Jim's gifts. I've just been seeing it operate for years. I mean, who would, I love that. It spoke to me, and yeah, it's one of the ways God speaks
yes.
to Jim. I mean,
yeah.
Man, just as, yeah.
Yeah, so it's encouraging.
Very, thank you. Others?
Mine is very simple. I came because I really want to feel what I was feeling in the beginning when I first became a believer, and the Lord used to express to me all the time with the scripture. And it's been like a year or so that I never heard from him. And I was just like, Lord, what is it? What is it that I'm doing that you're not talking to me to go to the scripture? And after you guys pray last 2 weeks ago, that the Lord will reveal to me, the Lord gave me a psalm of Psalm 40 that it was just, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't not for me. It was for my son who is in jail. Which you guys pray for him too. And guess what? The amazing thing, and I give glory to God, is that my son received the Lord.
Amen.
Yes! Wow. And you know what? This is the first time in 2 years that I have my son have really connected eyes to me. And he says, Mom, I was really lost. I was really lost. And now, after I said yes to Jesus, and I'm been listening to your prayers, because we pray over the phone, I really have sense of direction. I wanted to encourage you to please, those who pray for my son, to continue to pray for him, that he will not withdraw when he get out, that he will continue to press in, that his story will be to glorify the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I finally hearing from the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
I have a question.
Yes.
So we're talking about hearing from the Lord.
Yes.
And what is the difference between being impulsive and, you know, you hear somebody, just do it, or hearing from the Lord? I'm not sure about, because sometimes I hear, I'm like, I need to pause, let me sleep over this and make sure it's the Lord, and I'm not just being impulsive because a thought came to my head and I'm acting on it. So, and then sometimes I'm like, okay, is this lack of faith? Are you not responding? How do you walk through all that?
All right, so very good question. Great question. The whole thing of hearing from God, do I hold on it? Do I be impulsive? Is that lack of faith? What's happening? And what I want to do is I want to get three or four different answers from people, because I think we're going to get three or four different answers. So there's a reason for this. So how would you answer that?
It usually, to me, and it feels peaceful in my heart, and it always accord to the scripture, what I have impressed it to. It has to be blend. It has to be according to what the Word of God says. And that we go by faith, we know that this is God who impresses us. The devil will never, or something else will never impress us to something that is not from him. He does impress us with his word, and you go and confront it. I mean, you go and confirm it with the scripture, and that's how you know. That's for me. That's how you know that it's the Lord who's speaking to you. It has to be according to his word.
Excellent.
He will not impress you with something that is not from him. That's what I think, humbly.
Excellent.
That's what
Excellent.
It is for me.
Others, Yvonne.
I think if it's God speaking,
he's not going to take that back because of your lack of faith. I mean, he'll continue to speak. Hasn't he done that in the scriptures? I mean, think about different people he called, Moses and just mm-hmm. other people. And there's all kinds of obstacles they brought up again to the Lord about why they couldn't do it or something. Or even somebody like Jonah, you know. That God's word is persistent in one sense. And mm-hmm. he understands we're weak and knows we need reassurance, knows we need encouragement, knows we need all that. It's not like he's going to speak, and then if you don't act, he's going to not speak again. I mean, if he's, you know, wants to accomplish his will, he's going to do it.
Good. All right, Frank?
Well, how do you know I have something in mind?
Well, you started raising your hand first. That was not a word.
I do. I'm reading a book right now. Actually, it's about the fourth time I'm reading this one book. For some reason, it's Doors of Haley by Noel. It's pretty cool. He was talking about his life experience. So I read it one time then, for some reason. The Lord seems to be easy again. I look at it again. So I came to this one chapter about forgiveness. Sorry. It's like this. Peter says, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times seven. That's a strange number, 7 times 7, 49, whatever. I realized that number 49 in Japan, me, it has to be simple. Whatever. Good. Always. That's their famous number. That hit me too, because my roommate in college was from Japan. We used to have strange conversations about number, but that one hit me hard. See, forgiveness, like the Lord tried to tell me, but we should always forgive others because what they're doing, they're not really doing. The enemy's behind them, they can create a problem. Don't look at their soul, forgive them. They have no intention of doing what they're doing for one another. What kind of forgiveness is that? It's like, whoa, wait a minute. So, I start praying for people that were the most disgusted to me. And I felt relieved. Because it wasn't them doing it. It was the enemy behind them. It blows them. Because they don't intentionally do harm to you. The enemy always put a thought in their minds and they do it. And he flew me back to Lucifer, Satan. Why did he fall? By the way, why? Because he had a thought. Wow. I'm going to take that vote. He's gone. When he came back, he told Eve, did he really say this? So that's why that heavy thing about me about forgiving people, because nobody meant to do what they're doing. They don't know.
Thanks.
That's why I say to you, there I am, time on me. Hello there, let's have a cup of coffee. That cracked me up.
I love this. So for Frank to feel God speaking to him and go back to a book he'd read before and get to one chapter and God just speaking to him, forgiveness, I know a little bit about Frank's life, and there's a lot there. There's a lot to have to forgive. And I know he has stepped down in that again and again, but I just love the specificity of the Holy Spirit and just the experience he's having and just stepping out and obeying God there. Just awesome.
One more thing, that I believe is one way of the Lord is cleaning my soul at the moment, purifying every one of us. I need to get make up your mind. He put up the heat a little bit. Forgive it. The clean.
Excellent, excellent. Now, to me, these are tying in. So, Teresa hit, you know, the word. You know, if I have a small prompting from God, a lot of times I just sit there and say, well, is there anything wrong with that? Okay, there. In other words, why wouldn't I do that? That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul praying for his neighbor, you know, feel this little impression. Is this God? Is this my mind? What? Well, you know what? Praying for your neighbor who's sick, it's not a bad thing, you know? why not step out and try, you know? So he moved right there. Yvonne's point, you know, it's not like, I had a conversation with Gary Ricucci at a celebration. It's one of those formative things. I was sitting there like, I feel like I'm missing God. And he's like, well, Steve, is there something he's told you to do and you're disobeying? I'm like, not that I'm aware of, but like maybe he said something and I missed it. And he says, I think God's able to make himself heard. It was incredibly releasing. There's something in this, and we start putting it all on us. You know, it's like, I gotta do this, you know, move this way, make my fat face this way, think this way, you know. And it's like, no, he's God. He knows you, you know. And just, now, Frank's hit a whole other point. In this process, we're just learning, we're being transformed. The beauty on what God's doing, it's more than, did he step out and yes, I'm being changed. And even in this process, I'm becoming more like Jesus. That's what this is about, you know. So seeing that transformation. So three good answers, others that people would share. Go ahead, Jill.
I just wanted to add that I think just learning to flow out of who you are, because I remember when I started hearing from the Lord, still learning to hear from the Lord, but when I began, I thought that I sort of had to be somebody else. Like, oh my God, I think it's Paul. Oh, you know, like just this impulse and sense of urgency mostly. And then over time I was like, just relax. It's like, yes. just be you, mm-hmm, yes. You know. And even in being me, I am still gonna make a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
So that released me to just, it's okay. And still going back to the Lord and ask, could I have done that differently?
Yes.
You know, could I have responded differently? And
yes.
He answers you so that next time you kind of, you know, you you have a clearer sense of direction.
Yes.
And I just love that because it's me being me, and the more that I am free to be me, the more that the Lord flows through me.
Excellent. There you go. Yeah. Chad.
This is not really anything new, but so to Mom's point of, I don't think there's any portion of scripture where God accuses people of a lack of faith because something wasn't clear. It's always because something was very clear and they're resisting. For example, Moses, and he said, I'm telling you to go to your people and tell them this right now. And he's saying, please choose someone else, or Jonah. And even Samuel, like you were saying, God's able to make himself heard. Samuel's there in front of the high priest Eli, has a message of word from the Lord, and he's wondering, probably, dare I say this? And Eli invokes a curse from God on him, saying, this is going to happen to you if you don't tell me what he said right now. And he's, okay, the priest just told me, the high priest just told me that whatever God told me is going to happen to me if I don't say it out loud. It's clear, it's loud. And if you look up listening in the Bible, you'll find that there's way more about God listening to us than us listening to him. And just that sense that God is with you and hears you. And that connection is way more important as we're trying to learn and listen from him. So someone else said it, but what is holding you back? Is it a wisdom issue, or is it fear or something else, or sin, right? Because we know that whoever knows what to do and doesn't do it sins. But if you don't know what to do it, the Lord says there's wisdom in many counselors in Proverbs. So if it's if I say this, things get really murky here or there, talk to someone. But if it's just your fear holding you back, and it seems like a good thing, like just praying for your neighbor and loving them, then go forward and trust God. Faith in the Bible is witnessed, I think, best in the story of Jonathan and his shield bearer, where they go up the mountain to go conquer a small Philistine garrison, and they have no idea if they're going to win or not. and their only trust is, who knows, maybe the Lord will save by few or by many. We don't know. Let's go. And it's just sort of this trust and love. He's going to do what he wants to do, and he might use us.
Yeah.
So let's just go. We have a good God.
Yeah.
It's not certainty of victory. Yeah. It's certainty in the Lord.
Amen. Excellent.
I like in a scripture that it just came to mind that when I have a doubt that I usually minister to people one-on-one. I'm not a crowd and public person. And one thing that I have learned and applied to my fear is, do not rely on your own understanding, but in always acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct my path. And that applies to our word, to whatever we want to say or do, not rely on our own, because the devil plays with our mind, don't we? Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And he does want to shackle us in fear. He plays with our mind, and we have to definitely remember scripture and go back to it when we have to do something for the Lord. Specifically when we try to see if we're hearing from the Lord. It's always going to be good if it's according to his scripture, right, Frank?
And so, Shay, great question, and I'd like to continue because I think we can get 20 more answers, the nuances of this, which are glorious. I do want to hit the accent. I think Chad hit it well. This whole practice is supposed to be bringing glory to God, not us. This is about God and not us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's break down into small groups, and we'll have to focus quickly. We don't have a lot of time, but grab someone in the group that you can pray for, and let's trust God because he's good, and just step out of that.